That was given to me for you. How the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, how the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given, namely to preach to all the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in the God who created all things. That through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. This is according to the eternal purpose which he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confidence of access to our faith in him. So then, I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. What marvelous words, what marvelous ideas are laid upon us as the 20th century successors of the Apostle Paul. Let two things only in these words be impressed upon our consciousness on this day of the Epiphany. And those two things are summarized in the introductory words of this epistle. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you. Given to me for you. That's the theological term, yours and mine. Paul is very conscious of the fact that something great has been given to him. And he also says that in the words that he just read, the mystery was made known to me by revelation. And he speaks again of the mystery of Christ, into which he has insight. It was not made known, but it was revealed to the apostles and prophets. He's conscious of the fact that he was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, not by his own achievement, not by his own working, but by the working of his power, even though he was the very leader of all the saints. Praise God, brothers and sisters, that same insight into the mystery of God in Jesus Christ has been given to you and me, and the calling which we have as heirs, together with all of God's people of all the ages and all the Gentiles, that great call to be his sons and to be his proclaimers and ambassadors in all the world, that has been given to you and to me. And that's what Epiphany is all about, isn't it? That we recognize again and again that in Jesus Christ, God has appeared for you and for me. That the darkness in which you and I dwell, in company with all men, has been pierced through with the light from above that is Jesus Christ. This is kind of a dark story. In kind of a dark time, of a rather dark period of time. Let us be enlightened and cheered and joyed on this day and to all our days by the fact that to us, as to the Apostle Paul, this grace has been given to us in Jesus Christ. Paul says it was given to me for you. The study of theology is not an end in itself. Being a pastor is not merely a profession that provides one with livelihood and sustenance, and you know that as well as I. But let us never lose sight of the fact that this great manifestation of God's great plan for the ages given to you was given to you and me for each other, for the world, for the people for whom our Lord lived and died and rose again. And how the apostle talks about that in the closing words we read before. Though he's the least of all the saints, the grace was given not merely to possess it, but to preach this gospel to the Gentiles, to make all men see what is the plan of God, to make them see the mystery hidden for the ages, but through the church, not through the ministry, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known, not only to all the world, but think of it, to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. And then he reminds us that this is according to God's eternal purpose. So to you and me, on Epiphany 1978, to you and me, a particularly as pastors, as theologians, as people whose lives have been dedicated to the calling of God in Jesus Christ, comes this for you part of it all. God was manifest in Jesus Christ to give us the greatest gift of all so that we could give it away, so that we might make that mystery known, that we might share God's great plan for all his people with the whole world. The Apostle Paul had a very important word for us to that little family. I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory. Don't lose heart, brothers and sisters, over your own sufferings or over the difficulties even that others go through. Don't lose heart over your own predicament, your own problems and difficulties, whether it's here or there, because all of this is made worthwhile. Paul reminds us, Paul the prisoner reminds us, all has been made worthwhile because of the grace given to me for you. As I studied this passage and its very obvious application for pastors and theologians, I was reminded that it was on this day, January 6th, 15 years ago, that a very close friend of mine died. A colleague, a teacher of systematics at the seminary, 2 days after his 37th birthday, he wrote a little book that some of you know. It's called Let's Study Theology. As a Epiphany theologian, I invite you to make your prayer. The closing words of Professor Diamond's concluding paragraph in that little book. Let's study theology, in the word, but with prayer and devotion. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief, that I may know thee better and understand better thy word, for truth and word. A blessed epiphany to you and through you to all the world. Amen.